From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Columbia University has dropped its midnight deadline for hundreds of pro-Palestinian student protesters to remove their tent camps from the school grounds. The university president says talks with the students have shown progress and are continuing as planned. Meantime, students at Princeton University are holding their own sit-in over the war in the Middle East. According to a Princeton student group on social media, at least two students have been arrested during a peaceful protest on campus Thursday. Several pro-Palestinian students are demanding the Ivy League institution divest in Israel and have set up tents on campus, much like the one set up on Columbia. The student group took to X, saying Princeton wasted no time suppressing free speech. A teacher in Middlesex County is charged with the sex assault of a former student.
Jeffrey Munguia has been a staff member at Carteret Middle School, where he has taught English language arts. A former student reported an incident from 2 years ago. The 32-year-old Munguia, a North Bergen resident, was arrested on Wednesday and charged with second-degree counts of sexual assault and child endangerment. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Another New Jersey school district is debating big layoffs and wiping out extracurricular programs to make up a $7 million gap in the school budget. Lacey Township Public Schools, which have faced years of declining aid, are now struggling, looking for ways to reduce spending. Without some emergency intervention from the state, the district will be forced to cut another 57 jobs before September, reduce courtesy busing, and even eliminate other services, the Asbury Park Press reports. The district has already cut 141 positions, eliminated freshman sports, and cut electives. Schools in Jackson, Brick, Toms River, and Plumstead are also debating which programs to keep and which to cut. The job outlook for 2024 graduates looks bright as a new study from Robert Half reveals 65% of employers plan to hire entry-level professionals. Dora Onashek says recent grads are very tech-savvy and possess skills that can help an organization innovate and grow. Also,
grads bring just kind of a new dynamic to the team and a new energy to that prospective employer. And then, of course, if you can invest properly in your recent grad, it really can provide some long-term growth for the organization and provide some great tenure.
She says undervaluing yourself is the biggest mistake an entry-level professional can make. Do research in regards to salary based on your field of study. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Oh, it is cold out there this morning. Most temperatures in the 30s. We're pretty close to record low temperatures for this day. Now, temperatures will recover to around 60 this afternoon with lots of sunshine again and dry weather from start to finish. Tonight will be clear and chilly. Lows back down to the upper 30s. Into the weekend we go. We might see a little sun early tomorrow, then clouds fill in. Watch for a few showers late day Saturday. Highs back to near 60, 70 on Sunday. New Jersey weather made possible by Guaranteed Service. For a limited time, tune up your AC for only $77 and guarantee no breakdowns for the entire summer season, or the repair is free. Don't wait. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Stay comfy all summer long. Guaranteed.
Right now, Flemington 32 degrees. It's 31 in Freehold. Pennsville 40. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.